What are the employer's responsibilities under the Fair Credit Reporting Act? A couple of years prior, you might not have heard much about the Fair Credit Reporting Act. It is a vital part of background checks and pre-employment screenings. We should know first the meaning of the FCRA. The Fair Credit Reporting Act is a government law that administers how a credit reporting agency handles credit information. The FCRA is intended to ensure the integrity and protection of a man's credit information. It required credit reporting offices, and the elements that report credit information to those offices, to ensure all data is fair, precise, and classified. The Fair Credit Reporting Act represents any information given by a consumer reporting organization, which is any element that assembles collects background information of people for different organizations. This applies to all background checks, not only those including credit reports. In the event that your organization conducts background checks on candidates for business use through background check companies, you are required to consent to the FCRA. Job candidates whose rights are abused with respect to the FCRA can sue for damages. So, what are the employee's responsibilities under the FCRA when running a background screening? To begin with, your organization must have an admissible reason for directing a background check. This incorporates screening candidates for employment or screening current workers for promotion. The candidate must get an approval and disclosure form and sign it before the background check can be led. The candidate should likewise get a clarification of his or her rights under the FCRA. In the event that you deny a candidate's work because of the consequences of the background check, you should send the candidate a pre-adverse action letter with a duplicate of the background check report and a summary of consumer rights under the FCRA. You can't unveil data in regard to the hiring choice in this letter. The subsequent stage is to send an adverse action warning letter expressing that work was denied in light of the fact of the results of the background check. You should likewise incorporate a duplicate of the background check report and a summary of consumer rights under the FCRA. The pre-adverse and adverse action letters give the candidate the chance to dispute and correct data he or she accepts is inaccurate or outdated. These letters must contain the name, address, and telephone number of the organization that directed the background check. Agreeing to the FCRA can shield candidates from being denied business in view of mistaken data, and it can likewise shield managers from lawsuits identified with non-compliance. For more inquiries and details on how to run background screening with the help of the best background check companies, don't forget to visit www.intellify.com.